Do you think Jesus would like to obese? Imagine if we were back. You remember the three wise men, or well, the three wise, the gifts that the wise men brought. I don't know if they're very close. But do you remember when baby Jesus was born? And they brought gifts to him. What did they bring for gifts?
Anyone remember? There you go. Would you guys want that for a gift, or would you rather have cookies?
Cookies. Cookies and pretzels.
Cookies and pretzels?
No. Cookies and pretzels and princesses.
And princesses. Oh, I see. Okay, but we're going to imagine that we were back over there, and we're going to jump on the camel and bring a gift to Jesus, and we're going to make cookies, because I'm sure as soon as he was able, old enough to eat them, he would like them. And we're going to read a little verse from the Bible about somebody else who was thinking about what he was going to come before the Lord with. Because if you think about it, coming to Jesus, you'd want to make good cookies, right? What's your favorite kind of cookies?
Chocolate chip. Strawberry and blueberry.
That sounds pretty exciting. It sounds like pretty... I wouldn't mind trying a chocolate chip cookie with strawberries and blueberries. But so there's this verse here, a couple verses here in Micah, where it says, "With what shall I come before the Lord and bow myself before the high God? Shall I come before him with burnt offerings, with calves a year old?" I think we should bring some baby cows. "Will the Lord be pleased with thousands of rams, a whole flock of sheep?" Should we bring a whole flock of sheep over there? Jesus, he'd have his work cut out for him shepherding all those, and he wouldn't have time to shepherd us, so maybe we shouldn't bring those. 10,000 rivers of oil, that would be something. "Shall I give my firstborn for my transgression, the fruit of my body for the sin of my soul?" But then the next verse says, "He has shown you, O man, what is good, and what does the Lord require of you but to do justly, to love mercy, and to walk humbly with your God." So think about that as maybe a little recipe of what God might want from us. To do justly, do what's good, to love mercy, to forgive others when they're being a little difficult, right? And to walk with God. So, back to making cookies here. Before we make cookies, I want to tell you a story about when I was a child. Back in the day, my mother had a birthday. She had one every year. But this year, I decided that I was going to make a cake for my mother's birthday. And I said, "Mom, what kind of cake do you want?" She said, "A spice cake." I thought, "This is excellent." So I mixed up the cake batter, and I went over to the spice rack, and I just started pulling all the spices I could off of the spice rack. Cinnamon, mustard spice, oregano, I thought they all tasted pretty good, and so I just, what are you supposed to put in a spice cake except spices, right? Or wrong. So I liked those things. Maybe they didn't belong in a cake? I don't know. My mother saw me doing that, and for some reason she started scooping them right out of the cake batter. I'm not sure why. Anyway, who here? I really need some help here in making making some cookies here. So we have a bowl. Who would like to hold the bowl?
Me.
All right, the camera, why don't you come hold the bowl? You're going to have to use your strong muscles because we're going to put a lot of stuff in there. Who Let's see. Who likes peanut butter?
Me.
Okay, Emily, come here and you want to spoon some peanut butter into the bowl. Okay, I got to find ourselves a spoon. You hold the peanut butter right there, why don't you? And see if I can find myself a spoon. That's the mixing spoon. Whoa, whoa, whoa. All right. Oh, there's the spoons. Take a big spoonful of peanut butter and put it in there. You want me to hold the thing? I'll hold the thing. Get yourself a big spoonful.
Whoa.
We want more than that.
More than that.
Okay, can you take that spoonful and dump it in the bowl? We're making cookies. Yeah, you're getting it. Oh, got it on you. Oh, that's rough. Okay. All right. That'll work for now. Can you eat that? I bet you can eat that little bit of peanut butter. All right. What do we need next in these cookies? Now, who likes ketchup? You like ketchup? You want to put some ketchup in? Well, you can both put some in. You put some in and then Spencer will put some more in if he didn't think he put enough. Because if we like it, it should be good, right? Like, I like peanut butter and I like ketchup. So why don't we just do whatever we like to make in these cookies? All right. All right. Who likes, all right, thank you much, sir. Who likes cereal?
Me.
Okay. Someone who hasn't done it. Why don't you come up here, Joshua? Why don't you come up and put some cereal in these cookies? It's probably gonna work out right? Because we like cereal, right?
All of us like cereal.
All of us like cereal. I mean, who wouldn't like cereal?
I like cereal.
You like cereal? The cereal's kind of resisting going in the cookie dough. You can pull that bag right out of the box. Yeah. Break it up a little bit. There you go. Oh, yeah. Just bust it up with your... Well, why not? Just stuff it all in. There you go. We'll get that in the blender. All right. Does anybody like raisins?
Me!
Why don't you come up here, Spring, and put some raisins in? Oh, yeah, that's a good idea. Yeah, use that. Actually, we might have another spoon in here. We got another spoon. Oh, yeah, you can use that one. Go use that one. You're fine. There. Thank you. No, none of you really like chocolate chips, do you?
I do.
I do.
I can't have them.
You can't have them? That's rough. Why don't you come up and put some chocolate chips in? Nice. Okay. Does anybody like hot chocolate? It's getting on towards winter.
Me.
You really like it, don't you? Why don't you put some in there? I'll get another spoon for you for this one here. Just spoon that hot chocolate in. We like it, right? Oh, another couple. We want to have a good amount of hot chocolate in. Nice. Appreciate it, man. Oh, man, I can almost taste it. Who likes apples?
Me.
Oh, why don't you, haven't done any yet, have you? Or who hasn't done any yet? Why don't you come up here and dice off some apples. Bit of an apple put in there. Whoops. That floor's clean enough to eat off of, don't you worry. We'll put that right in there. It's a hard apple. Where's it going? Probably one more bite of the apple, and then it'll probably be enough for the recipe. All right. That's probably enough. We can set the rest of the apple over there on the shelf. Okay. So, anybody that hasn't brought any ingredients up, you want to come and... You did? I think you might have. We're going to need a few people to come and help stir this, because that cereal does need some breaking up. Okay, who wants to stir? Come up, and if you want to turn stirring, come up and stir this all, because we want the ingredients to be mixed together real well, right? It's a little bit dry. Does anyone think we might need some more ketchup?
Me!
All right, you want to put some more ketchup in? You like ketchup, right? I can tell. Open it. Squirt a big squirt of that in there. Oh, that's good. I think that'll be enough for the right consistency. We'll shut that. All right. And now, all right, someone want to stir the rest of that up? Come on up there, Justin. Go. Okay. So, now we're going to make some cookies here. We're going to... Let's see. Let's see what we got here. Now, don't those look good and smell good?
Yeah.
The ketchup looks nasty.
So do you think these would be the, we only put in things that you liked, right? Everybody liked those things, right? Do you think those would be the type of cookies you would want to bring to Jesus on your camel? They kind of stink, don't they?
Yeah!
S- sometimes there's like a recipe for life, and like if we want to try and just do whatever we like to do, and we just put together a big bowl of whatever we like to do, rather than what God wants us to do, sometimes it might end up stinking a little bit like that. Do you see what I'm saying though? Like maybe we should have put milk in instead of ketchup. I'll tell you another story about when I was a child. I used to like to cook as a child. No one else liked my cooking. But one time we decided to make these bars. And the recipe said to add corn syrup. Okay? And I couldn't find any corn syrup in Mom's pantry. And so I just added corn oil instead. How do you think that worked out?
Bad.
It seemed like a good substitution, right? Because they were both corn. Now, remember, what was the recipe from the verse we read there? It says, what does God desire of him, or what does God require of a man, but that he does justice, loves mercy, and walks humbly with his God. So like we got three ingredients there: walking with God, forgiving, and doing what's right. What if you decided you wanted to substitute an ingredient? What if you said, I'll do what's right, and I'll walk with God. I don't really want to forgive anybody. Let's try and substitute something. What could we substitute instead of forgiving somebody? Maybe we could say, I'll go to church and smile and sing loud. Do you think God would be happy with that? I'm not going to forgive, but I'll go to church and smile and sing loud. It's a substitution. Do you think it might smell as bad as that ketchup? Now, what if your parents told you to do something and you didn't really want to do it, and you're like, I know God wants me to obey my parents, but like, maybe I could substitute something else instead of that. Maybe I could just go and read my Bible and God would be just as happy if I did that and didn't listen to my parents. And that wasn't the right recipe. Do you think that might kind of smell like ketchup in the cookies?
Yeah.
I think God has a recipe, right? And he wants us to do it a certain way. You know, and like, sometimes we can try and do things another way. One time I was making cookies, and we didn't have a microwave, okay, when I was little. And so the first thing you would do is mix your sugar and your butter. And that butter was always so hard, and it took so long to mix that butter in. So I took the glass mixing bowl, and I put it on the stovetop. And I said, I'll melt the butter that way. I was trying to do a shortcut. I didn't want to take all the time to do the hard work of mixing the sugar and the butter together. And what happened? Did anyone know what might happen?
The glass melted.
The glass blew up. There was glass all over my mom's kitchen. And the butter and the sugar made a nice little torch on the propane stove. So I tried to do a shortcut there. You think sometimes we want to do shortcuts and avoid what God wants us to do? Substitute an ingredient, make a shortcut. If you follow, now I don't know if I've ever really made cookies turn out right, but I've heard and I've seen evidence from my wife that if you follow the cookie recipe, you can come up with some pretty nice cookies to eat. And I think I think if you look at people who are a little older than you, and you can see, some of them have really followed God's recipe for life. And they try to do what's right. They try to forgive people and to walk with God. And that's what that verse said, to do justice, love mercy, and walk humbly with God. And if you do that, it says that God's going to be pleased when you come before Him. And, you know, I think we all want to give God a pleasing, something pleasing, rather than something that smells like ketchup in the cookies. Does that make sense? Now, I'll give you all a choice here, okay? You can, first of all, my wife sent along napkins here. So we're all going to have some cookies here. Take one napkin and pass it down. You want to pass the whole stack down. Because apparently cookies can make a mess. Make sure that Cameron gets one too as he's going along. So you all have a choice. You could have the ketchup cookies, or you can have a no-bake cookie. One or the other. Your pick, okay? Think hard before you make this decision here. You can grab it. You can grab one. I feel bad for all the people that are on the call-in line.
I really hate ketchup.
So you'll have that kind? Yeah, I don't blame you. Grab one from underneath the plastic there. Strangely enough, we didn't have one person pick the ketchup cookies. Did you miss a cookie? Or? I'm sorry, Abby. I apologize. Grab one underneath the paper there. I'm very sorry, okay? Will you forgive me? Thank you. So, every one of you picked the cookies that were done with the right recipe. Do you think that God is always going to appreciate the people who follow the recipe of life and do what's right, forgive others, and walk with God? I bet God's really going to appreciate that. And I hope you guys try to remember to follow God's recipe, not make substitutions, because that can turn out bad. We ended up calling those heart attack bars when they had corn oil in them instead of corn syrup. Don't just put in whatever you like the spice cake, or like these ketchup cookies. And don't try and do shortcuts in life like with melting the butter in the glass bowl. Try and follow the recipe that God has given us for life, and things are going to turn out a bit better. Quite a bit better. And so, enjoy your cookies, and I hope we've all learned something. So, thank you, folks.